So, the breathing of the whole spirit, the healed mind, the heartened soul connection with divinity through a divine natural awareness. And the big secret is something called soul consciousness, which is the study of and the orientation towards internally. That means your whole DNA is oriented internally to the contemplation of and relationship with a tiny point of light. And this tiny point of light exists in an inner sanctum of your being that you can only find through exquisite sensitivity and softening of the breath and journeying within and allowing your internal petals to unfold and the structure of those 100 billion miles of DNA to unfold until you get in touch with the exquisite sensitivity of your own inner being. And because the mind is very important in the orientation towards this direction with your attitude through your awareness, it is very useful to focus the mind on a focal point. It's very rarely, if ever at all, that our minds are focused upon a tiny point of light, infinitesimally small. Consider something 1,000 times smaller than a grain of sand, 1,000,000 times smaller than a grain of sand, 1,000,000,000 times smaller than a grain of sand, 1,000,000,000,000 times smaller than a grain of sand. And consider that point a point of light, the brightest light ever, brighter than any sun, brighter than any star, brighter than any cosmos, universe or galaxy, brighter than anything. And that tiny star contains the whole of life, eternity, absorbed, merged within the point. And consider that one's whole evolution into the next level of being, into miracle consciousness, into superhero psychology, into angelic being, into saintliness, into ultimate health, ultimate success. All of these achievements require the acceptation of the full gift of yourself. And as part of life, you are life. As part of life, you are one with life, and life is within you, and it is within this point. And here the psyche gets to orient itself towards divinity, towards eternity, towards infinity, indeed to be absorbed by all of that. The psyche comes into a healthy orientation towards that with which it interfaces organically through our thoughts and feelings, through our awareness and attitude. The psyche is synonymous with soul. So in order for us to have a full experience here, soul consciousness is required.